Welcome back to another episode of Michigan Hidden History. Today we are back in Jackson, and we are going to be talking about the first state prison that was ever built. We're going to talk about a scandal. We're going to talk about a prison gang that took over the city of Jackson, or the village of Jackson at the time. That was part of this, how they upgraded, how that gang shaped the culture of prisons and stuff like that. So before we start, make sure to rate and review on Apple and rate the show on Spotify. And let's learn some history. So, a year after Michigan gained statehood in 1838, the state legislature approved a site for the first state prison. That location, if you were guessing, was Jackson, Michigan, which is why we're doing the podcast about the first state prison there instead of somewhere else. So, this prison was a wood structure, which I mean it's three log cabins that was enclosed by a fence of poles. So they had like poles, and then they had like a fence, a wooden fence. Now, these structures were used in housing like military prisoners in the American Revolutionary War. And in Michigan, they didn't really know that people would be escaping from prison, because the only people that were captured in these prisons were POWs from the war, and they didn't have any motive of escaping. So they built this wooden structure with three log cabins, and then this is pure speculation. I don't know if any of this is true, but the only reason that they would have chosen Jackson is because someone donated 60 acres of land anonymously. So I bet that the land belonged to a state legislature, and he was like, here, you can have this land to build this prison. So he probably got a lot of money. The only reason I'm saying this is because with the first prison, there were a lot of vulnerabilities in it. So basically corruption, bribery, anything that you can think of happened in this prison. In terms of like financial crimes. So that's the only reason that I'm saying it may have gotten its way, because the state legislature was like, here you go, here's land for the prison, and they got it for a cheap deal because it was a donation. So it's free land that someone gave the state to use. And so in 1839, they received their first 35 prisoners. Okay, so We already talked about the corruption that's happening and financial crimes that are happening. So seven of the original 35 prisoners escaped by climbing over a wall. Within between 1839 and 1840. So now there is no information out there regarding whether they were found or not, but I'm assuming they were all found and put back in prison. Within the same year, so 1840, 10 inmates planned and escaped by digging their way out of the prison, which all you need is a shovel and dirt. And I'm assuming that it was just a dirt flooring with just four wooden walls and a roof. That's all. So all they have to do is take the shovel and dig out of there. So they dug. I don't know how many days it took, but these 10 inmates, the newspapers dubbed the Jackson Robbery Gang. Now, the robbery gang was the first organized gang to emerge from the Michigan prison system. Believe it or not, within the 2 years that Michigan had a prison, No gang has ever evolved, never evolved, or had like a even an inkling of a thought that a gang could organize. So this sets the precedent for organized crime and gang formations in Michigan prisons and prisons in general across the United States. So this gang robbed banks, carriages, homes, and livestock. They would also scare people. They would also scare women that looked wealthy enough. And remember that during this time, Michigan is currently not what it is today, and Jackson was primarily a farming community because that is what the economy of Michigan was in the 1800s. So within the small farming community, we had wealthy people who owned lots of land, and then we had like the middle class people that owned some land or rented land from people, and then you had the very poor people that worked for the landowners that had land. So they would go and scare off the people that had money. So we are going to talk a little bit more on the robbery gang unit. So the leader of this robbery gang unit was George Norton. And when he went to prison, he on April 10th, 1840, he was only 22 years old, and he was sentenced to 10 years for burglary and larceny. He was imprisoned for 2 months, and thinking that there has to be a better way, so he decides to escape. So he escapes, and he helps 9 others to escape. So after the escape, he becomes known as the Notorious Norton. The crimes of the gang were publicized, and law enforcement and civilians were not able to catch the group. This was because of the intimidation tactics that the gang used to keep the civilians quiet. Now, that is what gangs use now to keep civilians quiet and to keep law enforcement quiet if they're paying anyone inside law enforcement. But it was not until a local farmer of the name Joseph Vidito faced off with the gang. And this face-off resulted in the death of George Norton and the capture of 7 of the gang members. Only two of the gang members actually escaped, and we don't know where their whereabouts and what happened to them. But after what happened in the Jackson robbery gang, the Michigan State Prison System, or that organization, decided to make changes to the structure and to the personnel. So to the structure, they upgraded it to brick and mortar. They also increased security, and they also put in actual concrete flooring so no one can dig themselves out. In 1861, at the start of the Civil War, the west end of the prison was finished to house prisoners of war of the Civil War, and it was quickly overcrowded. After the war, the warden, John Morris, was prosecuted for his poor treatment of prisoners. He had a prisoner whipped 63 times, and he also bound a POW. Around the ankles and arms. He was left there, and his arms were so severely injured that they had to be amputated. So a new warden came in the beginnings of the 1800s, and his name was H.F. Hatch. And the new warden placed a greater emphasis on education and rehabilitation of prisoners. And female prisoners, if you were wondering, were housed in the same prison as men until 1880, until 1882. By 1882, this Jackson prison was the largest walled prison in the world. So in Michigan, we had the largest prison. I don't know whether it's an achievement or whether it's sad. I think personally it's sad that we had the largest prison in the world. Housing people, not like by square, not by how much it took up, but yeah. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the worst riot and the construction of a new prison. So sorry about that. I had to take a phone call, and that's what I said when we come back. So the worst riot in the prison history started on September 1st, 1912. The first signs of trouble was when the inmates started throwing plates against the wall in the dining hall. The riot lasted for 6 days, and on that final day, around 90 inmates that were leading the riots were beaten. It came to an end when the governor, Chase Osborne, had to call in the National Guard to stop the riot from happening. And the Michigan State Prisons began building a new prison north of Jackson. And when that prison was finished in 1934, the 3,840 inmates were transferred to that prison. The first prison is now an Armory Arts Complex, which is made up of apartments and art center. And the people inside the apartments and the art center, sometimes they complain that they can hear ghosts of the past or wherever they are, like they can feel like presences of prisoners that were there or killed there or died there and stuff like that. So if you ever have a chance, I would recommend you watching the show Ghosts on CBS. That is like the best ghost show and probably the only ghost show that I will be watching. That explains a lot about how you're like feeling presences and stuff like that when no one is there and things like that. But yeah, so that's a fun show to watch. CBS renewed it for a second season, so that's that. So if you ever want to watch that show, go watch it. And yeah, but hope you enjoyed this podcast on Michigan State prisons. Again, I want to say I hope you enjoyed this podcast on Michigan State prisons. You can listen to this wherever you find podcasts. Don't forget to rate and review on Apple and rate on Spotify. And this week's quote is, "Sometimes walking away has nothing to do with weakness and everything to do with strength. We walk away not because we want others to notice our worth and value, but because we finally realize our own." Thank you for listening. See you next week, and let's make Michigan history great.